Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you. Now, when you look into when you look into 1 Kings 17, verse 13, and Elijah said to her, "Do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son." Sometimes we look at our resources and we become afraid. We forget that the Father is our provision and He is the one who brings His providence upon us. We become afraid. Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, that's very much true. More especially if we look at what we have and if we look at what we can do with our own abilities, then we'll tend to be afraid, and we'll tend to think ukuthi asineke size siphumelele, because sesibuka ukuthi what we have, like this woman who besabe ukuthi I will just eat to have one last meal and then I die. Uyabona ukuthi uSathane sekafaka that kind of a thing, sekakhuluma ngokufa,
discouragement, yes.
But the Father said that you will not die now. Usipho kamnandi lapha, what you'll never die of death. So we should not be afraid, Mfundisi, and we should not look at our own capability or our own resources, because there is nothing ukuthi siyenze thina. You know, when a person says, ngizawudlana anginamali, yes, you are right, you don't have money. Money is not yours. UNkulunkulu that golide nesiliva lingelakhe.
Bamba kanjalo kancane mngani wami. Sawubona Dumela.
Hello, I'm back, Pastor Ray.
Oh, yes. Welcome back, Dumsan. We lost you there.
Yes, thank you. I don't know what I think. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. So you remember we were talking about now you declared war because you've expressed faith towards the Father.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're still shivering. So now there are two dynamics. Fear is still there, but now it's directed differently. Because also the Father will is going to put conditions that you must follow in order to be a victor. So now you're no longer applying fear to death, but now fear of the Father. So that's why Peter says, now what kind of people are we now? We live in fear. We don't live in arrogance now that you have made that boast statement, that powerful statement. But you now remain in fear, but now in fear of God. Hallelujah, Pastor Ray.
I hear you. I'm listening.
Yes. And now this one now is going to produce something else, because now what God is going to say, He's going to say, you know, in one occasion, let me just make an example. In one occasion, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, okay, fine, if you throw us into the fire, no problem. But whether our God save us or He does not, but let it be known to you that we are not going to bow because we believe.
No, Timson. We lost you again, man. Okay, Mfundisi Mota, qhubekela phambili. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay, Mfundisi. Siyambonga uputhi Jabulani, ngiyathemba ukuthi sizophinde simthole futhi. Mfundisi, as I was still saying, we should not look at the things that we have. The Word of God says we walk not by sight, but by faith. You know, many times we will look at the things. Kunabantu abagcina bangawutholi umsebenzi, azibuke, as undermine. I did not even go to tertiary school. I won't even apply for that job. Kanti kube kuyinto ayisebe uNkulunkulu akubekele yona. Remember, when they see the blessings that we receive, umsebenzi awutholi nge-CV, but uthola ngoba uphiwa uNkulunkulu. So we should not let anything is intimidate, is sabise. We should know ukuthi at all times uNkulunkulu nathi. So ingako even nalana athi umprofeti kuloma unginikeze mina kuqala. So in other words, we should give God a priority in everything that we do. And we know what God, we don't know how are you going to take care of it, but we know that you can and you will. So that's the kind of attitude and mentality that we should have, because we should know that God is on our side. God is with us. Usho njalo uma ekhuluma noMose ehamba nabantwana bakwa Israel in the book of Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. He says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified of them, because the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. Yeah. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. In other words, Mazamba nankulunkulu, God will never fail us. You know, earlier we spoke about easy peasant as he has discouraged. We face so many discouragement. I remember one day in Fundis, after we got training from military, and when I was telling somebody, being kula naye, bega pambili esingokufunda kwami, ehlelenga sebenzi, what, how, you have give up to very like that. You know, ekubuka, zama leyo nto leyo, ukuthi, ngingathi, but I said, Lord, you know the way where you lead me. I know that your grace is sufficient. Your grace will protect me. Your grace will be with me. So sometimes, kukhona abantu whom we share our dreams ngabo, and then they will bring in ukwesaba nokuba sibe terrified. So we should not be terrified by men. We should not be terrified by what other people say. Neither should we look at the resources that we have, but we must know that we have the provider.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Mvundisi Mota. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are talking about the very aspect, in fact, of fear not. Why we should not be afraid. Much of the times we become those kinds of people who are afraid. We should not be afraid. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Dumsan, I think you should send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, so that we can hear what you're saying, because your call keeps on cutting.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729, or drop us a voice note. We should not be afraid. Words of encouragement. And then why you and I should not be afraid at all. We are touching base on that. We are talking about that. All right, let's take your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Pastor.
Hey, to me, your phone keeps on cutting. You better send a WhatsApp message, man. Welcome.
Oh, okay.
Welcome. Yeah. Go on.
Okay. So you see now where we were at, where now Peter is actually showing a routine. Now, what kind of people are we going to be now? We must live on earth in fear, but now in fear of the Father. Not of the devil.
Yeah.
So this now, what is going to produce now out of us? It's going to produce a diaspora. You know, Peter says, when he says he's writing to pilgrims, to people who are like refugees in the world. You know, these are people who live in a place that they've already declared war to. And they are still in that war, but they live fearfully, not fearing the system that is the enemy, that in this case the devil, but fearing God, fearing the Father. So this is where then the book of Hebrews come into the picture, Pastor Ray. Because then now you see all the patriarchs there which are written there. In verse, somewhere it says, you see, they were not feet of the world. They were wearing sheepskin. They were staying in in caves, you see. So basically their victory in this fear is their faith.
Mm.
Yeah. So just on that note, I just want to encourage brethren, now that you've got faith, which is already your victory, but you're not always going to feel victorious.
Mm.
You must adopt this idea that Peter is sharing with you. You're still going to look like you're the flimsy one, you know, like the weak Nyana one, you know, the weakling, you know, you know what I mean.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, you know, that weakling thing. Because the faith is not necessarily going to be emotions.
Yeah.
It's not going to necessarily make sense to your thinking. It's sometimes not even going to make sense to your life context. You might find yourself in caves. You're basically becoming a pilgrim. And Peter describes us, those people, which is us, believers, as diaspora, like a portion of people in a context of a culture. Yeah. And and also on that note, personally, because even if your feelings of fear overcome you, that is, you start to you know, when somebody is pointing at the gun to you, you start to shake and you end up losing up, giving up your money and stuff like that. So in this case, look at it in a spiritual way. You start giving up your faith. You know, you start giving up your faith. So your faith is like money in the living life here. So however, when you come into that state, conform now there into the image of Christ in death.
Mm.
Yeah, conform. Wow. You have put your faith in place, and the devil is still going to attack it, and then he's going to attack your feelings and start to kind of like giving up your faith. So in that process, when you are feeling that weak, actually still follow the process, but now conforming to Christ, image and die with Christ, so that by any means, Paul said, so that by any means you can rise and be seated with the Father on the right hand side of the Father, with Christ on the right hand side of the Father in heaven.
Yes,
in heaven, until the Father makes your enemies your footstool. That is what I was saying. You're taking it to the Father. So the process will go like that until actually the Father is the one who's got the situation under control.
Okay.
I know, Pastor, I took quite a lot.
May
I just give a testimony? Just one more minute.
Can you send your testimony via WhatsApp?
Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you. Do that. Do that to me. Do that.
Amen.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you to me. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very aspect of fear not. What does it mean not to fear? Don't complicate it. What does it mean not to fear? And allow the Father to make you testify on things you were afraid of before, but the Father is seeing you through this time. So talk to us directly there and send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Sorry about that, Dumi. You've taken more than 8 minutes, man. And send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And let's see. Sipo, let me bring you this now. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16, so he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Many times when we experience spiritual attacks, we feel like a minority, Sipo. Whereas basically, the word says we are on the majority side. What say you, Sipo?
Well, that's true indeed, because we are operating where solely from the spiritual realm. Greater is who is in us, and those who are with us, there are so many. And when you see your situation, you think, what you have, the resources that you have, they are so scarce. Nevertheless, if you can simply just lift up your eyes unto God, you raise up your faith unto Jesus, you will see to it good, your Father in heaven has everything. God will supply all our needs according to our riches through Christ, who is and who was and is to come. In other words, we walk not by sight, but by faith.
Mm. I hear you quite well, Sipho. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say and the importance of always, at all times, not to be afraid. What does the word of the Father say against things that are intimidating us, things that are bringing fear upon us? And I'm not talking about the fear of the Elohim. That is reverence. I'm talking about intimidation, timidity and fright, those things that are threatening us, even our lives. I'm talking about that. And the words of encouragement, how the Father has been able to encourage you through the situations. I need to hear from you. All right. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Let's listen to Pastor Kang.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ray, Leba Ruti, Kofela Leba Mamedi Ba Radio Pulpit. Pastor Ray,
that
Rebana Ba Mudimu Re Majale Fa Mudimu. The Bible is telling us in the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, if we belong to Christ, we are the Abraham's seed, we are his according to the promise.
Mm.
You know, most Christians, they live by sight, not by faith. Mm. Because in the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, the Bible is telling us Jesus, he made us the kings and the priests.
Mm.
Oh, Bazalwane, we must discover who we are in Christ.
Mm.
Who we are in Christ. Because the Bible in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, is telling us, as Jesus he is, so are we in this world.
Mm.
If we can discover who we are in Christ, and we are above, we are above all the principalities.
Mm.
We are above. We don't be afraid anything.
Mm.
If we are Christian, the devil is defeated.
Yeah.
According to what Jesus has done for us on the cross.
Mm.
We are the king. We are the king. We are the priest. Our life is up and forward. We don't shake by anything.
Mm.
Because as Jesus he is, so are we in this world.
Mm.
We speak like Jesus and things are happening. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gives us the authorities. He gives us the power. He gives us his name. We have the Holy Spirit. Why we doubt ourselves? Why we doubt ourselves? I remember the time Jesus arobetse ka ra skepe. They were with Jesus physical, but they tell him, Master, we are perishing. Why? Because they live by sight, not by faith. They don't see Jesus is there. He's with them. By faith, they don't believe.
Hmm.
Master, we are perishing. Wake up, we are perishing. Just imagine. You are with Jesus physically, but you are telling their life you are perishing. How can to tell a life you are perishing? Because we don't know who we are in Christ. We must discover who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. God bless us.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Here's a song that I recorded at this national broadcaster some years ago with this friend of mine.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate supply.
Yes, that is how it goes. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Let's listen to Franz.
Asibingelele Pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba lethu
thokozisayo.
Manje ke Pastor yezwa ke le ndaba yokungasabi. Uthi ungesabi. Encwadini yabaseFeso sathuku 6, iverse leshumi. Nilicitiyane hosini nilimathimbeni yayona. Cinane enkosini nasemandleni yayo ukuze ukuze nimelane namacinga kaSathane ukuze ningesabi senoyifakela kodwa hayi fumelele ukuthi ngiyifakela manje ke lokwesaba umfundi ngomnyaka ka 165 ukufikela 167 lezo nasesimerina kwafa abantu abaningi kakhulu babulawa isifo lesi sasibhedukile khona ngale sibulala abantu abantu bathi hayi izithixo zithukuthele manje kufi yila abantu abakhonza uNkulunkulu sithiko zikufuna ukuthi wonke umuntu akhonze izithixo manje ke lokwesaba umfundisi lokho iloko kungamele kakhulu abantu umfundisi lezwe lasemozambique ezwe ekhaya le kwakhona amavukela mbuso abulala abantu kakhulu amavukela mbuso ngengwasho ukuthi iliphi icembu sicetha abantu kakhulu le cembu umfundisi abantu bahlale emahlathini manje omunye umfundisi la emahlathini la wathi kana famani kerekene man afamani sari kerekene loko ba dzata ati lweni wakahina oba phuma abantu bayesontweni mfundisi umfundisi ahlela abheka lapha ubona amavukela mbuso mfundisi echamuka phethe izingovo namazenja namaphelembe umfundisi wayeca lapha ni wayangapha kubo baba akuyifile bakahino ifile akhlaba umkhosi umfundisi kipa umfundisi nale bhantshi lakhe leli ngoba ebhantshi lika mfundisi linesipeleti lesibhaliso sebhale ukuthi past bishop Maluleke noma bishop Makamo sila kumfundisi la isipeli wakhipha le bhantshi walahlale ukuthi le manje ke mfundisi ilokwesaba lokhu ekungamela thina abantu kakhulu umfundisi ukuze singasabi umfundisi kumele sigqoke lamandla kaNkulunkulu khani mo
Kani mambo mfundisi sami nana kentsa how Bishop Makamu hey madoda we taking your calls give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322
no hassles no frills it's just sounds full of life on 657 am
Dumsane
Jesus Pastorey and brother Ren in the name of Jesus oh yeah on that note Pastorey my testimony basically goes like this. You know, when I first got born again, I was amongst those in the saying of Christ that he brought the sword because that became a big problem for me and my family at home. Maybe this part will be a bit sensitive because I would like to just jump like this. So, you know, my mom was more or less like a Jezebelic kind of mother, so she didn't really like this thing of being born again, Bazalwan and all that, you know. So I became one. So it was war, the lifetime war. She happened to pass on in 2022. May she rest in peace. However, what had happened then, I was completely displaced, and this was devastating because I was a bit young, and for me then I didn't understand spirituality, so I was still thinking in terms of mom, only to find duty it's not the case in the spirit anymore. So only later that I realized duty, why I use the word Jezebelic, because the dragon came back angry after he was chased from heaven, and he fought all those who've got the testimony, they keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. So yeah, I experienced that. Yeah, a lot of very painful thing happened at some point. I'm sure I once said it, I ended up in the streets. I just became somebody else. I lost everything. I lost even my mind at some point. So thank God that I kept on trying, you know, trying to bounce back and come back and come bounce back. And I didn't understand. My life was just not going. It was just sort of war after war. So the testimony part is this. It was around 2016. No, yeah, I was praying the whole of 2016 that year. Then in 2017, that's when Jesus came. It was on the 1st January, I remember. And then he introduced me to God El Shaddai. So for the first time now, I started to have a mother, because God El Shaddai is the many-breasted one. He's a mother. So I started to feel the support and the love of mom from a God El Shaddai. Prior to that, because I was born again in 1998, so the first part, I was learning to know God the Father, God Elohim. So it was only 2017 that I started to learn God El Shaddai. So that's the mother part. So the father part, we were kind of like fighting that war. Yeah, to cut the long story short. So now this side. So after this side has happened, so I got freed now into this direct Jezebelic attack, of which everything I did, it was literal attacks, literal. You know, everything, you know, we called names, blah, 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 and all that. Things were withheld from me. Everybody was getting against me, basically. So that didn't... Okay, now I'm back at home now, because I was homeless. I only came back in 2023 to stay home. I'm home now, even though I'm still living alone. But I'm seeing, there's the testimony. I remember I shared this testimony in 2023 around July. I think it was in Bahle's program. Because when that day happened, that Sunday, the change, you know, happened, because now I started to see a slight progress from the love of mom. I call her Mapa, Mom El Shaddai. That is God El Shaddai, Yahweh El Shaddai. So now I'm starting to see my life now coming back, you know, bit by bit. And as I was saying before, this hasn't stopped the threats of the devil. Instead, what is happening now in my life is that we no longer now trying to get the direct things like I hoped as I was growing up. Instead, we are now talking the dying with Christ and actually sitting with the Father in heaven. So this is a stage I'm at now. And I believe that things will turn out well for me, that I know. But now I'm changed, Pastor Ray. There's my testimony. I'm changed because now I'm my mind and everything, it's no longer into life as I used to be before. It is now all about the hope that Jesus will bring when he comes back. And I hope my testimony will make sense right there, because as I conclude, it's like I'm still there. Maybe pray for me, because I'm still at the juncture of, would things happen whilst I see them, or should I wait for the coming of Christ? You know, it's a testimony and a question. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you, Dumi. Thank you for the testimony. And the word says we should not be afraid. Fear not. Fear is a liar. Fear not. Do not be afraid at all times. Do not be afraid. And of course, I'm just going to dedicate a song to you, man. I'm going to dedicate a song to you, which I think you will just enjoy. A beautiful one. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And of course, we want to hear from you as to what you say. Hello there. Hi.
Hello there, my brother. How are you?
Putuami ngiyamphila kunjani kodwa?
Hayi khona my brother. Ngiyabonga mfuni. Ngumise lapho na ku Pastor Chavlan Dominic no Pastor Mosta.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Topic here, Barry.
Hmm.
If here, Lena, you work on a certain result, one of such a.
Hmm.
If I get it, Tina, if it is in a fate. But our God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Mm.
God is saying to us, fear not. I am there to protect you and meet all your needs in glory. No matter what I'm going to say, I'm going to say that 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 we are a hopeless case.
Mm.
Fear of the future or fear of our financial problems.
Yeah.
Our faith must be based on the truth of God's word.
Yes.
And our faith must be trustworthy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, brother.
Absolutely.
Ini labantu usathana wabathusa ngale weapon of fear. Ngokuthuka batatazela bagcina benze izinto ezimbi. They've made izinto benikela izimpilo zabo kuma occult and occult practices.
Mm.
Beloku bephakathi ebandleni bazivika. Mm. Yapa baphila two lives. KuJesu Kristu nasizintweni zabo zobumnyama.
Mm.
Sibone futhi abantu abancane nabadala nabancane ending their lives taking over those of pills. Ngani fear.
Mm.
Kepha uNkulunkulu uthi not here. Okay, I will personally go ahead of you. I will neither fail you or abandon you. Siyabonga kakhulu my brother. UNkulunkulu asilondoloze sicine ezweni. Siyabonga.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi inkosi kubusise ngaso sonke isikhathi asibonge kakhulu bhuti wami.
Thank you sir. God bless you too.
Awuzeke. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322, and let's hear what you say on the matter. And we are talking about fear not. It happens at times that we find ourselves being so afraid in such a way that we don't have to, man. The word is encouraging us in the opposite way. Let me talk to Sipho Ngimtholile now. Sipho, I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 41 verses 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Sometimes siyathuka sengathi uNkulunkulu angeke asihambise bokukhona omunye ubaba abathi uThepothula athanda ukuthi nidatayisehle Jehova, which means hold me with your arm and walk with me. And much of the times we when izinto zisihaqa, when things are just coming against us, we feel as if somehow our Father in heaven has left us, and we start to have less faith in Christ. But the Father says, I will continue to hold you with my righteous right arm. Do not be afraid. Do not fret. Sipho?
That's very true indeed, Mfundis. We should not fear anything because He's present in us, especially uNkulunkulu Mfundis. Ulinisa loka sakhula sinabantwana. Mama kuthume endaweni emnyama bese athi hamba, ngilindile ngibhekile, hamba. Hamba, ngibhekile. Ungene kulobo bumnyama bokathi kusaba. Why? You understand ukuthi my mom or your dad is looking at me. That's what you should have, an attitude of Christ. God is with us. David, that even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear anything. You know why? It is present because God's presence is with us. In other words, God's presence addresses all the needs that we should always have from this. No matter twist thing, or semali, sezentilo, in whatever aspect of our life, God will carry us and take care of us. In Isaiah 43, verse 3, from this, ngel channel, little verse, kakul, uti, verse 1, and tell you, uti, get my man, you sure can do it, you over, Dala, you know, when I'm the one who has made me, uti, mbumbi, lewena Israel, uti, ungesfag, mbuba, mshingi, bisini, kamalapso, usetila, verse 2, lapo, utabule manzi, namani, in our way, that is present.
nasemfuleni ayikukhukhula lapho uhamba emlilweni awuyibusha nelanga lomlilo alikushisi. You know why? It is because God's presence iyakwazi ukuaddress izimo zethu. Kuthiwa omunye umlaleli ekhothi indaba kaDaniel noShadrach noMeshach noAbednego bephakathi esithandeni somlilo. They understand ukuthi if we could die, it is because God had allows it. But nevertheless, God will deliver us. So that boldness of knowing the word and who we are in Him, definitely. Sinhlavu yeso lakho, thinta thina, faka umuno esinasimakati. Thina, we are the apple of His eye. In other words, wherever we go, His presence move with us.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And of course, here's a song which I think you will enjoy. I used to play this song some time ago. Yeah. Bishop John Francis there. All I need. I don't have to be afraid.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. May the Father bless you abundantly so. And of course, you still can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. We are keen to hear from you.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Babongane.
Ngokuthola ithuba angibingeleleke kuwe mfundisi Ray. Ngibingeleleke nakumagesti ke studio, ngibingeleleke nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Isihloko esithi Fear Not. Sifunde ke encwadini ka Johane ke isahluko 20 verse 19 lithi, kwathi ke kusihlwa ngalolo suku olokuqala lweviki, usuku lokuqala lweviki lungesonto.
Yes.
Iminyango ivaliwe lapho abafundi bebekhona ngokwesaba abajuda, uJesu wafika wema phakathi kwabo wathi kubo, ukuthula makube kinina. That first day evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said. Fear always limits you. You can't experience God's best for you if you are living in fear. The disciples didn't see Jesus. They heard he had risen from the dead. They did not know if they could believe the news or not. They were scared to death. Notice that they locked the doors because they were afraid. That's what fear does. It locks you out of all doors God wants you to go through. Maybe you have heard your heart broken, and you are telling yourself you will never let anyone get close to you again. Maybe you took a risk on a new job and you bombed. Now you never want to try a new career path again. Maybe you have been hurt by a church and you have locked God out of your life because of it. Abantu ke mabe kwatiseke ngamalunga ke ebandla ke noma ke abaholi bavalela ke uNkulunkulu ke ngaphandle. You can't protect yourself from pain. It's foolish to even try because we live on a planet broken by sin. Galatians chapter 1 verse 10. For do I now persuade men, O God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a born servant of Christ. Fear of rejection prevents us from giving and receiving love. Past hates prevent future relationships. We all need to be loved. We all desperately need massive doses of love in our lives to be healthy individuals. The Bible says God is love. The fear of rejection comes from all directions. Your marriage, your family, your parents, at school, at work, from disappointments, from criticisms, from just a look. Hey, umuntu akubheke adwadle kumhaha akubheke ngeso ke elibi kodwa ke akekho ke umuntu oke wafa ebulawa ke ukuthi ubhekwe kabi. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusiseke egameni lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. And I think I need to play a song but for uBabongane and everyone else. Just before we go, let me play a bit of a song, and I hope I'm a guest of Mazavumelana Nam.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Athangisabiluto enendleleni unami ngaso sonke isikhathi. Born to praise in spirit gospel group there. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, here is it. Let's see. Timsani Manig says, thank you, Pastor Ray, and all the brethren. May God bless you with the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May the Father be glorified. JD, let's hear what you say. Yes,
Pastor Ray, Bafundi, San Bonani. My view on this topic, Baruti, it is that I believe that when we begin to fear as born again, so as children of God, it is a moment where we are not ourselves. Because when you are born of God, you are a spirit, because God is a spirit. And when you look at the characteristics of the spirit, there is no fear there. So I believe that when you begin to fear, it is the moment where you are detached from the source. You are maybe now in the flesh, or you are under demonic attack. Because Paul even said, you are not given the spirit of fear, but of boldness, of sound mind, and of love. So I believe that, Bafundisi, if we can master this technique of being a spirit, though living in the flesh, we will win. Because the spirit is bold, the spirit is courageous, the spirit is never fearful. The spirit of God is strong, is powerful. And remembering that the spirit also is the word. Now, when you begin, or when you are a spirit away from Jezebel, Elijah, we know of the souls and some of the men of God who worked with God. They also had an issue where they faced a situation where they began to fear. So it is not something, if I can say this, Baruti, there is a powerful Mfundisi Omongwe, when you look at him, when he preaches, and when you know his character, you see a courageous person, you see a fearless man. But there was a time we were in church and he is preaching, and then a lightning struck. And then he shook in a way that you could see that now fear struck him. But he just, you know, continued to preach so as not to show that he was disturbed a bit there. So I'm simply saying, Bafundisi, this is something that needs to be mastered. Everyone, no matter how big, no matter how strong, everyone, there is a moment where he struggles with this kind of worry or this kind of fear. There's this fear that limits you, because this fear that this comes to his servants, he says, do not fear, do not fear. I hope I'm making sense, Baruti.
Yes.
But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate, sir. May the Father greatly favor you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Babongani says, Kuthiyangibonga Mfundisi Ray ukusidlalela ingoma eyisibusiso. UNkulunkulu ngempela uthembekile akashiyi akasilahli. Awu iqiniso eliphelele lelo. Now we are wrapping it up. Next week we are going to be talking about the power of the blood of Christ. Yahusha HaMashiach, the power of the blood of Christ. We will be talking about that next week. And the final words, let me give you at least 40 seconds each. Let me start with you, Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. We've learned a lot, and indeed, we are not afraid. We do not fear because we've been given the spirit of power, love, and of self-control. So in John chapter 14, verse 27, the word says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. These are the words from Yahusha HaMashiach to the church, to believers, that we are not to be afraid because he has given us peace. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Mfundisi Mota, your 40 seconds, sir.
Mfundisi, ngiyabonga nje. Lamlokugcina, I want to say, let us be rooted and be grounded in the word of God. And so we shall be able to overcome fear. Silikholwe izwi likaNkulunkulu. Now God appeared to Abraham and said, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. In God, we are protected. In God, there is a reward. He is our Father. So let us believe him. Abraham believed his word. That is why he is the hero of faith today. Thank you so much, my brother.
Absolutely. And Sipho, fine, my friend.
Fundis, nali verse ngiyalithanda. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Na maHebrew chapter 13, verse 5. Uthi uNkulunkulu, I'll never leave you, neither forsake you. Uthi uJesu, ngiyoba nani ukuze ube sekupheleni kwezwe. Wherever you are, may his hand be upon him. May he assign angels for your divine purpose. Wherever you are, he shall go with you. Fear not, because greater is he who is in you than the devil is in this world.
Asibonge nje kakhulukazi inkosi inibusise ngendlela eyisimanga bafowethu. Until we talk the coming week, let us also thank the Father, and by his Holy Spirit he guides us into all truth. We give him glory, majesty, and honor, the Father, the only true potentate. And of course, Yahusha HaMashiach, this is his son, the Christ himself, the anointed one, the Savior. We give him glory through his son also, that we see salvation going on. Thank you so much. And then, of course, we talk again on Tuesday. We talk again on Tuesday. And I trust that you will have for yourself a blessed and a wonderful evening. May the Father continue to guard your hearts through his peace. Tuda! Rabba!
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.